You're now listening to Pete, Matt and Kimber for Vinny's Christmas Appeal, where good works.
The little topic warning ahead of you right now, ahead of just the fact that you might be enjoying your breakfast.
Yes.
God, I'm a little bit nervous. Did it get hot? Did it get hot in here all of a sudden?
Pete, it's okay. Producers Jeans and Joggers have said to us for the last 3 days leading up to our Christmas holidays, we can take this time to do the phoners and the chats that we have never managed to get away during the year because they didn't like them.
Yeah.
They didn't like this idea. Yeah. I think that this could be really funny.
Yeah. Content warning, gross out warning.
If you're eating
really, it's not, no one's going to be,
Now, I'll have you know that, so I was here on a show called The Lisa and Pete Show on Drive a few years ago.
No, we don't talk about that anymore.
And I pitched this for the first time. Now, since then, I've done this 3 times over my career.
Oh.
And I feel like every time it's gone off, and I just felt like, you know, this would be a great way to end the year for me in terms of a phoner to pitch to the team.
I think the fact that you still have a career means you're fine.
I agree with you. I think that's a clear indication of success.
Yep.
Now, a big moment like this needs a big way towards it.
It does.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, here it comes. My patented end of the year phoner. They said it would never make it to air.
That's never going to make it to air.
They said people wouldn't call.
Why would people call for that?
Call for that.
They said, stop pitching it.
Just stop pitching it.
A phoner. Not heard since the last time I was on Mix 94.5, driving you home. And after months of begging, the latest installment in the series that defined a generation. The most relatable phoner to ever. Make the radio. 13 10 60. When has a poo snuck up on you?
I bloody loved it.
Thank you.
I loved that.
Look, look, when, we already got a caller.
When has a poo snuck up on you? You haven't even described or had to explain what it is.
Don't
the phones
to.
Are already ringing.
Does it?
Don't need to.
Does what it says on the can.
Don't need to. Because every, you know, we all have squeaky moments in our lives, okay? And this is a safe space, and I invite you this morning to share. Now, because it's the end of the year, right, and I would say this is the fourth installment, the fourth sequel in the series, this is to radio what Fast and the Furious is to movies, all right? Bonus points if it was on Christmas Day.
Okay. All right.
So, also, is it the fourth installment because you've had four poos sneak up on you?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
Just good material.
It's good material. Mm. It's really good material. Mm. When has a poo snuck up on you?
You're just out and about living your life,
you're just doing
your thing,
mate.
And then suddenly you're
just
like,
doing thing.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
And that's why I've always, whatever city I've lived in, had toilets picked out through that city that I knew I could get to.
Yep.
If said poo did sneak up on
Can
me.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Yeah, go on.
My dad tells me this story because I was a baby. I didn't know. But dad had me for the day and was taking me out and we were out and about and then he said things weren't going so well. I started to look a bit green. Poo snuck up on me.
Yeah.
And it was really bad.
Yeah.
And dad said it was so bad because it was going everywhere that he tipped me upside down.
Oh, yes.
I mean, what?
But it worked.
It worked. And look, I mean, I haven't even mentioned it yet, right? We've got callers lining up. Lydia in Wembley, hello.
Hello.
Tell us when the poo snuck up on you, Lydia.
Well, fortunately, it wasn't me. It was my now husband. We were newly dating. I actually blame you guys because we were going to we were going to the Sky Show.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and we had planted ourselves on the lawn with a picnic rug. He needed to do a wee. Thought it would be easier just to go back to my office. So took my keys because we'd parked under the building. The wee turned into a accidental
poo-poo.
Poo, which he didn't make it back to the toilet in time.
Oh, no.
And
that got serious quickly, didn't it?
Wow.
Very, very serious quickly. But then, unbeknownst to me, because he had my keys, fortunately, he drove himself home,
yes.
Had to clean up. All the while, I'm thinking, where is he? Has he dumped me? Is this his way of dumping me? He got back, quite literally, and he got back changed in a pair of jeans this time, and he made the excuse that he was cold and had to go back and change, and it wasn't until years later that he confessed.
Oh, he told you the truth.
They're married now.
Isn't that a nice trick? Didn't get to tell you I'm the kind of person who poos myself in public. you didn't get to make that choice before you married me.
But change of outfits.
Laura in Canningvale, when did a poo sneak up on you?
Okay, I'm really embarrassed to actually be saying this. If my kids ever hear me, they'll actually die. So I actually need that voice changing thing so nobody knows it's me. But I was getting up in the middle of the night. We're a family of six and no bugger in my house ever puts the toilet seat down. So I got up through the middle of the night and snuck into the toilet while the lights were still off because I didn't want to wake myself and thought, okay, it's not a wee, it's going to be a poo. And the toilet seat was down. So I pooped on the toilet seat, but I was horrified. So I turned the light on, but this poop was so well formed, like the emoji poop, that I actually had to take a photo and send it to the family because I was so proud of it.
Oh, hear, hear. Nothing makes you feel better about your life choices than a good poo.
I was so proud of it. Yeah. That I had to send it to my family, which they thought it was gross. And when I'm a little bit tipsy, this photo comes out.
Hilarious.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Laura, if you're tipsy over the weekend, text it to the Mix website.
I know we have to move on, but there was so much to unpack there. I not wanting to wake yourself up was just beautiful.
There is a site, not that I've ever been there, called ratemypoo.com. Which sounds like that should be uploaded.
Yes, it does.
Sounds terrible. Jeff in Brabham, when did a poo sneak up on you?
We display home hunting, guys, like display home villagers. They're delightful. They're so good. But when you're standing there talking to a rep and all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's come out of nowhere. Can I use your loo? And he looks at you like, no, you can't use the loo here. So this continues on and eventually you've got to go back to the land sales office and beg them to use their loo.
Yeah.
The issue is for me, though, this now happens every time we go to a display village, without doubt.
Oh, you've kind of created a muscle memory.
Yeah. And every time we go to a display home village, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's all, no, we need to find a loo.
A Pavlovian response to looking for homes.
Jeff's just strolling through the display homes with his own port-a-loo.
Be honest, mate, have you ever snuckily done one in one of those display homes?
Yes, two-story ones, mate. Yeah. They're nice and sneaky.
You're my boy, Jeff.
All right.
You're my boy. Wow. Well, if you're going to buy one, you need to try the goods.
That's true.
It's like when me and my wife were house hunting a few years ago, I was walking around slamming cupboards and doing all sorts of things. She's like, what are you doing? We're in a display. I was like, this is how I'm going to live my life.
Okay.
Great advice. Georgia, I'm so scared to ask, but when is a poo snuck up on you?
Hi, guys. Hi. Well, actually, my profession is colon hydrotherapist, so I deal with poo every single day. So I could talk to you for days about poo, but I have a story that I would like to share with you.
Christ.
I was in Bali one time with my sister and my cousin, and we had been to have, you know, a few hours in the beauty spa and have facials and everything. And then all of a sudden I said, I need to go. So I went into a little shopping center and, oh my God, it was, you could imagine, Bali Valley. I've walked out, Punami. I've walked out and I said to the girls, run, go. And we just took off because I was so embarrassed.
Just leave it's it there, Georgia. Run.
Oh,
run.
God.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to brag. I'm just going to say, you're welcome.
And normally I would say no to something like that, but I loved it. And also, shout outs to the people. I mean, our phone lines were full. I just saw the producers right up there. Shout out to Joe, who said a poo snuck on him during his wedding ceremony.
For better or worse, for better or worse. Pete, Matt and Kimber. Now, we had our well, not staff Christmas party, because the whole building will be going to a party on Friday, but our little area, we had our sort of Christmas lunch.
The content team.
And, of course, it went very well. Human resources didn't need to be called in at all, which is terrific. But, of course, we cracked the bonbons.
Oh.
What do you call
the
them?
The pom bonbons.
The pom bonbons.
Yeah, the pom bonbons.
The crackers.
That's my crackers.
Pim-bombers.
That's my favourite part of Christmas.
The pom bonbons. Yeah. And, you know, some people, obviously not Pete because his head's too fat, but the rest of us wore the little hats.
Did you even try, though, knowing that Pete has got a big head?
Can
you...
I just say?
What?
I need to ask whoever bought the bonbons.
Yes.
Because for the first time in my life, a Christmas bonbon crown fit me bloody head.
Oh, yeah. You felt it was inclusive.
I felt included.
Oh,
we got the extra, extra large.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, no, I was stoked. Absolutely.
That wasn't
stoked.
What you tried on wasn't the hat, that was the tablecloth.
But of course, it wasn't just the hats and various little bits and pieces of plastic. Thank you, China, for those. But there were, of course, the jokes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, indeed.
Shall we do it?
Shall we all do it? Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
What is this, the music that you're setting it up with?
Yeah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a terrific young act.
Oh.
Please welcome Matthew Dutansko.
Okay. Good evening, Dunedin. I don't know why it's gone NZ, but let's stick with it.
I love it. And any joke done in an accent is always going to be better than not.
Shall I try a different accent for every joke?
Okay, give it a crack.
Okay. Why should you never invite a team of footballers for Christmas?
Why?
Because they're always dribbling. Okay.
Footballers? Dribbling? Do they dribble?
Yeah. Oh. What is a polar bear's...
Sit down, Kimber!
Honestly, guys, honestly. What is a polar bear's favourite shape? The Arctic Circle. what kind of paper likes music? Wrapping paper.
Oh, I got
that because it wraps. Right. Okay.
Okay. Thinking. Oh, okay.
You're trying to think of an accent?
An accent that won't get me in trouble.
One that won't get you fired the day before Christmas.
Okay, no, it's fine. It's fine. I'm in Joburg. What did Cinderella say when her photos did not arrive on time?
What?
One day my prince will come.
The prince. This is the prince.
That's a pretty good one.
The prince, yeah.
Russian?
Oh, sure, why not? Why do you never see Santa Claus in a hospital?
Why?
Why?
Because he's got private elf care.
So much better with accents.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matthew Dutansko.
Oh, thanks, hey, everyone. Thank you.
This is the best road.
Oh,
yeah.
That was an awesome guggy at there, eh?
Guys, yesterday I got myself caught up in a security scandal.
Oh, really?
Myself into a bit of a situation. I bought an electrical product from a electrical goods place, and I didn't get it myself. Got my mum to go pick it up because it was not in my location. It was one of those, you know, you've got to travel to the other side of the river. It's too far. It was all a little bit too far. And mum was in that area and I said, could you just pick it up for me? And she did me a very big favour. So she picked it up and yesterday she's given it to me and she's headed off home and I've opened it out of the box and I've gone, this thing has a giant security tag attached.
Okay.
And, you know, there's lots of different types of security tags. You get the ones on, you know, if you're going to nick a jumper from a store, you're going to have to deal with the ones that are kind of clipped on the bottom let the ink out or whatever. Mm. This was a giant black security tag with wires around it that went around the entire box.
It looks like a little bomb.
Yeah, it was like a really big thing. And right. And so I didn't know how to get rid of it. And I called the store and I was on hold a bit too long and I thought, I'm not taking it back. I'm not going to drive it to the other side of the city just to give back their security tag because they've made a mistake.
Yeah, no.
So I just thought, I'll cut it off.
Uh-oh.
You want to know what happens when you cut the wire on the side of a security tag?
Got a feeling you're going to tell me.
Sounds like this. This noise.
Not annoying at all.
That went off in my house.
Wait a minute. Sorry, I was over. Can we hear that again?
Well, that's not annoying at all.
Well, interesting, because you remember yesterday I played you audio of the workers digging up my out the front of my house at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I also went, oh, that's not annoying.
Yeah, right.
So that's our go-to.
The thing, the noise, it was so ear-piercing. It was just echoing around the room. And I was like, this is awful. And in real life, it was so loud that you couldn't even make a phone call. So I thought, now I have to call the store to genuinely go, hey, I've cut this thing and how do I stop it? So I went and locked it in the shed for a while because the dog was going berserk. And I went and put it in the shed, shut the door, came back to the house. I could still hear it going.
Yeah.
Called the store and they said, oh, no, we can't help you. That the whole point is that you're not meant to cut them because, you know, so they don't steal anything.
Oh,
and I'm like,
wow.
Yeah, but come on, like, you know.
There's got to be something you can do.
She put me on hold for a bit, came back and said, no one's got any suggestions. So I decided to drown it in water. And I thought, probably putting it in water, that'll get rid of the sound. Well, this is how it sounds in water.
It's changed the tone.
And changed the tone. The woman on the phone said to me, you're just going to have to deal with it until the battery runs out.
Oh.
Now, I don't know how long that sucker's going to go for.
No.
And it sounded pretty bad in water, so I took to it with a hammer.
Oh.
Do you want to know what it sounds like after you've hit it with a hammer?
How?
This. Nothing. Nothing.
It worked.
It took two big blows, though.
Yeah.
I gave it an almighty whack with the hammer, and the first time it just kind of went like it was all like a battery'd run out type thing, and then after that, nothing.
My only disappointment, Kimber, is that you didn't record yourself beating it to death. That, for me, would have just ended the break beautifully.
Have faith.
We must have faith. Ooh,
I gotta have faith.
Do not lose your hope.
Oh, Maddie's up for five.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Exciting, right? You ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Feeling good? I'm going to kick off the end of the year with a good win.
I'm going to oxygenate my blood.
Yeah.
To get the brain working.
All right, let's see who you're representing today. Danica in Joondalup.
Hi.
Hi, Danica.
Hi.
How are you going?
Oh, my gosh. I'm good. Oh, my gosh. This is the best I've ever got through.
Oh, well, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you. You've got a pretty easy situation today. We're just going to kick Matt out of the room.
See you soon, Danica.
Bye.
Off he goes. Is it Danica or Danica?
Danica.
It is Danica. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, he's just stepping out. Now, Danica, we're going to ask you, we're going to give you the category of the question today. And you just need to tell us whether or not you think Matt will know the answer. If you have faith in him knowing the answer, say you have faith. And if you don't, it's okay too. You can say you don't have faith. And then whether he gets the answer correct or not depends on whether or not you win the prize, okay?
All right, no worries.
All right, I can tell you that the category today is TV shows.
Okay.
TV shows. What do you think? You have faith in Maddie knowing the answer? Or, I mean, I know it's broad, but...
No, I know. I mean, he does acting, so...
Well, of course, yes, that is true. And
oh,
he
not, for,
to know...
not for a while, Danica.
No.
I mean, he'll make you think that it was just yesterday, but... So what do you think, Danica? Do you have faith in him knowing the answer to a TV show question?
Yeah, I do. I have faith.
I like it. Last one of the year.
We won't tell him. We'll bring him in.
He's coming back in.
No worries.
Come back in.
Here he is.
Hey, buddy.
It's good to have you back, mate.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, brain oxygenated.
Don't tell him your answer, Danica.
Okay,
do not. Don't tell. Don't say a word.
Maddie, your category today is TV shows.
Okay, I've watched TV.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Well, so today, actually, it's a bit of an anniversary.
Okay.
Because it's been 17 years since we said goodbye to Carrie Bradshaw.
Sex and the City.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good start.
That's
isn't
a good great start.
Start. Really good start.
That's
you
a good
flew
start.
Off the mark there, mate. Well
okay,
done.
Okay, yeah, Carrie Bradshaw, Sex and the City.
Yeah, okay, so Sex and the City is getting a reboot.
Yeah.
The first two episodes are going to premiere on Foxtel and Binge today.
Okay.
So you can check that out if you're into it. And the question for you today, Maddie, is how many seasons of Sex and the City were there?
Oh, great question. Great question.
Ooh, now, Danica, without revealing anything, would you have known the answer to this?
Not straight away. I'd have to think.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying that thinking thing too, Danica. It's just not working so well for me.
Give it time. You never know when it's going to kick in. That's the thing we're thinking.
No. I mean, look, it will be a guess because I don't know how many seasons it ran for.
Well, I mean, if it helps you, it's been 17 years since it finished. So it
doesn't
really help
that much.
I don't know. Unless you were like, oh, I remember the year it kicked off. I was travelling.
Yeah, right. Look, I'm thinking not as many as, say, a Seinfeld, but I don't really know.
I don't know how many Seinfelds.
Well,
there were
I don't know.
Ever.
I'm assuming there were 12, or maybe there weren't. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe 7 or 8.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Maybe this, was this going to help? We do this. Get you really in the mindset.
Okay. So was Ricky Martin involved? I know that they had time to fall out.
What do you reckon, Maddie?
All of the actors that were on the show.
How many seasons were there of Sex and the City?
Seinfeld had 9 seasons,
by the way.
Nine seasons.
Okay. Look, I, as I say, I've got nothing that I can sort of draw on other than it feels like it ran for long enough to become a cult hit without it being on our screens cross-generationally. Do you want me to lock in that number?
Because the music ended, so it felt like that was the natural
place to do it. I know,
but
I'm also aware that we often try and
give us your answer, though.
You,
seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Going for seven.
Yeah, yeah.
Going for
seven. Okay, Danica, what would you have locked in?
I was actually sitting here thinking seven.
Okay. Oh, my God. Me and Danica.
All right.
We're like mind-melding.
Right.
Yes.
Can I just let you know what an egomaniac I am? When you started talking about Sex and the City, I thought, they're going to ask me who wrote the original books and I'm going to know the answer to this.
Do you know that?
Oh, it's Armistead Maupin, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think so.
Is that a name, is it?
Yeah.
Sounds like a condition.
I know, but I think that's right. But that's what I was thinking. Oh, they're going to ask me that, and I think I've got it pretty close. It's a funny name.
That would have been genius.
Is that right, Pete?
I'm just checking.
So you locked in.
Oh, no, Candace Bushnell.
Candace Bushnell, but you were so close.
You were close. Armistead Jones Maupin Jr., he wrote Tales of the City.
Oh. Well, I think you're fine. Oh, okay, I'm going to shut up.
You're such an intellect that it was actually a piece of literature that you were referencing.
So good. Okay. Sex in the City, Tales of the City.
That's brilliant. Now, we asked you how many seasons were there of Sex in the City. You locked in 7.
I did.
Danica didn't know either, but Danica said she was feeling seven as well.
Same? Yeah.
I can tell you that the answer of 7 seasons is incorrect.
Oh.
It is. I'm sorry to say it's 6 seasons.
Oh, you were so close.
6 seasons and a couple of movies.
Oh.
So I guess that we cross to Danica and say, Danica, did you have faith in Matt?
I did have faith.
Did you hear that pained way that she said that? She didn't go, yeah, I did have faith. It was, I did.
Oh, Danica, I've lived a life. I've run out of faith with a lot of things too.
we're still going to give you the tickets though.
Hey.
Because, I mean, like, well, Sex and the City, 6 seasons and a couple of movies, may as well be 7.
Exactly.
Rhythm Bug, you've scored tickets for you and 3 friends to party at the best old school R&B and hip hop music at Rewind Cartel Bar, December 19. Tickets at rewindreunion.com. But Danica, enjoy that, mate.
Thank you so much.
We hope all the clean bandits are there.
See you, Danica.
So many clean bandits.
I mean, we're giving away tickets every time we get it wrong thing. Yeah. That's got to change next year.
Yeah, there's got to be some jeopardy.
There's got to be a bit of jeopardy in it, right?
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
It's Christmas, though, and Danica's a sweetheart.
She is a sweetheart.
It is a good theme. Written by Armistead Maupin.
Kim Kardashian has been crowned fashion icon at the People Choice Awards in California.
From a fashion icon herself, Tracy, I am so honored. Thank you. Thank you to so many amazing designers like Ricardo and Olivier that really believed in me and, well, probably were like talked into it by getting a call from Kanye. So thank you, you know, to Kanye even for really introducing me to the fashion world.
To Kanye, even to that guy. I love that she threw in the word even. I didn't know he introduced her to the fashion world.
Well,
I thought that she was already kind of right in the thick of that stuff before they even met.
So, yes, yeah.
But I thought she doesn't know fashion. She's a fashion, you know, I mean, I get that she's been voted by the people, but that's simply because people don't see what fashion icons we are. And so 131060, call up and brag what makes you a fashion icon. Mm. For me, I think definitely it's the free HBF Run for a Reason shirts that I wear whenever I'm doing home maintenance.
Oh, yes.
When I'm doing work around the house, if I'm painting, if I'm gardening, moving furniture, if I'm scrubbing and cleaning, I like the free HBF Run for a Reason shirt from all of the runs we've pretended to do over the years.
Yes, yes. And I'd like to second that and say, you know, any more free merch is always welcome. I mean, the drink bottles have become part of my book. Every time someone opens a new show or we get a free drink bottle.
I've been building a granny flat out of the drink bottles. Yeah, I'm just sort of getting the structure together.
Oh, look, I'm not going to, you know my look.
You are a fashion icon.
I am wearing Hughes jeans as we speak, and lovely 40, one of the producers from Triple M, gave me a t-shirt with a tomato on it, and that's what I'm wearing today.
Have you got socks on with your thongs today?
No, bare feet.
No.
Bare feet.
And summer.
It's my summer look, yeah.
Well, the trucker cap, you wear a trucker cap well, mate.
You know rough trade.
I know fashion. What makes you the fashion icon? What have you got to offer?
My Duncan thongs.
What's a Duncan thong?
Well, okay, so the reason why we call them a Duncan thong is because there was one particular bloke in my dad's friendship group by the name of Duncan who was well known for wearing these particular thongs, but they're the original Surfer Joes. So they're the ones with the, like, the sort of the blue and the black material as the strap over the top of the toe and the foot.
Yes.
And then they're the really thick tread. A bit of blue, a bit of lighter blue.
Oh, yes.
They look like a tyre. They look like a tractor tyre.
Are they those ones that sort of fade out on the sides? They go a bit flat out. Those are horrible.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're fantastic.
I think producer Joggers was saying yesterday that her dad would water ski wearing them.
Is that right?
Yeah, I can
Joggers?
See that.
Yeah, Dad used to water ski in them. Yeah. And I think he even wore them in the snow in Canada instead of boots.
Oh, mate.
Oh, they're a great snow
shoe. So it turns out Kane is the fashion icon now. But give us a call. Brag about your fashion icon. What's that awful item in your wardrobe that just keeps coming out because you own it?
And it makes you you.
Yes.
That's what really a fashion icon is. It's not about wearing what 100 other people are wearing. It's about making, you know, sockless thongs look good.
I mean, look at Kim Kardashian. I mean, you know, she accepted that award last night in this skin-tight black designer outfit with these huge blowfly glasses.
Amazing.
You know, those ones that look like she was wearing a bra on her head. Wow. We want to know what's your fashion icon item. Call and brag. What makes you so fashionable? Matt in Yanchep, what is it that you're rocking?
Oh, I've got an old-school Mambo beer tree shirt.
Classy.
Yeah, how often are you dragging that one out, Matt?
It's a once a year annual for the races at Ascot.
Oh, so it's your good going out shirt.
Oh, yes, it's very flash.
The old Mambo brand, of course. That was that Reg Mombassa from Mental as Anything who did Mambo?
I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure.
We don't know.
No.
But
cool.
While you guys are speaking to Dee and Thornley, I'm going to double check that.
Okay. Hello, Dee.
Hey, how you going?
Oh, we're good. What makes you a fashion icon?
I wouldn't say it's an icon, but it's definitely out there.
What hit is us it? With it? Come on. I mean, it can't be worse than my Run for a Reason shirt that I'm rocking a fair bit.
Sad. Practically every day, I leave the house with thongs, 40s, a singlet, and a good old cowboy hat.
Oh, you could be doing breakfast radio in that attire.
So what are you, a surfer? What are you doing? What's your job?
I'm an air conditioning technician.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, so is that your work attire? Do you rock up to the job in thongs, 40s, singlet, and a cowboy hat?
So work attire is a bit different. I wear the steel cap boots.
Okay.
Just to flick it around.
You don't have a pair of safety thongs?
No. Unfortunately not.
Although, if someone's thinking out there that they need an invention, maybe a pair of safety thongs would be great.
Well, if you take the wide, wide straps on Pete's thong, you could basically metal reinforce those.
You could.
Mate, they're good thongs. I'm telling you. They are good thongs,
the
old Duncans.
Thank you, D. I think you're a fashion icon too.
Dare Jennings was the founder of Mambo Clothing.
Okay. Yeah. I wonder what Reg Mombassa did.
Dare Jennings was a musician, though.
Yeah.
Was he?
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
There you go, guys. Pete Madden. Timber!
That was your Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast for Vinny's Christmas Appeal, where good works. Mix 94.5.